ADHD isn't simply about failing to pay attention, it's a fundamental challenge in self-regulation. Imagine trying to drive a car with faulty brakes. You know exactly where you need to go, but controlling your journey becomes nearly impossible. This is daily life for the 13 million American adults with ADHD. Their brains struggle with self-regulation, the ability to control behavior with an eye toward the future. Brain imaging reveals developmental differences in regions responsible for self-control, particularly in the prefrontal cortex. The condition is highly heritable, with twin studies showing 70 to 80% concordance rates in identical twins. What's crucial to understand is that ADHD creates a knowing-doing gap. Adults with ADHD typically know what they should do, but struggle to implement that knowledge when needed. They aren't lazy or unmotivated. They're fighting against neurological differences that make self-regulation extraordinarily difficult. This explains why a talented professional might consistently miss deadlines despite understanding their importance, or why someone might maintain a perpetually cluttered workspace despite numerous organization attempts. Executive functions are mental capacities enabling self-control, actions directed at ourselves to achieve better futures. In people with ADHD, these functions develop abnormally, causing impulsive actions rather than mental evaluation of thoughts first. Self-awareness works alongside inhibition. Without it, monitoring and adjusting behavior becomes difficult. Adults with ADHD often talk too loudly, ramble, or miss social cues, appearing immature or self-centered. Nonverbal working memory lets us hold sensory information, especially visual imagery, in mind. ADHD creates challenges here, particularly affecting time perception and foresight. People with ADHD typically live in the now, with little sense of time passing, making deadlines seem to arrive suddenly. Verbal working memory, our ability for internal self-talk, provides crucial self-regulation. ADHD delays the development of internal verbal thinking, causing individuals to process thoughts aloud rather than privately, resulting in snap judgments and impulsive problem solving. Medication forms the foundation of effective ADHD management, with 70 to 80% of adults experiencing significant symptom improvement. Most other treatments have minimal effect without medication, which is why many who initially decline it typically request it within months. ADHD medications address neurological differences by increasing communication between nerve cells in affected regions. They boost neurotransmitters like dopamine and norepinephrine, prevent their reuptake, or reduce neural noise. Brain imaging shows medication can normalize brain activity patterns within an hour. Research dispels common concerns. Properly prescribed stimulants don't increase drug abuse risk. They actually reduce substance abuse risk by 85% compared to untreated ADHD. Similarly, cardiac risks are unfounded, with sudden death rates lower among those taking stimulants than in the general population, likely due to pre-prescription screening. When your brain's executive functions are impaired, external systems become essential. Dr. Barclay's practical rules create these structures. Stop the action. Pause before acting when facing decisions or feeling emotional. Create mental speed bumps by saying stop or wait to yourself. See and say the past and future. Visualize past experiences to guide current decisions. Become your own interviewer, not just seeing mental images, but discussing them with yourself. Externalize key information. Create external memory systems with physical cues, detailed step-by-step lists, and carry a journal everywhere. Feel the future. Create emotional connections to goals by vividly experiencing anticipated feelings of accomplishment or pride. Break it down and make problems physical. Overcome overwhelm by breaking tasks into smaller units and using visual aids to compensate for working memory limitations. Education presents significant challenges for adults with ADHD, with research showing lower graduation rates and academic performance. To succeed, understand your rights to reasonable accommodations, consider medication, and find a coach or mentor for accountability. Use small muscle exercises while studying to maintain concentration. utilize computers rather than handwriting assignments, and break reading into manageable chunks. In workplace settings, adults with ADHD often struggle with meeting demands, working independently, and maintaining relationships with supervisors. Several occupations tend to be more ADHD-friendly: military careers, providing structure; sales positions, offering freedom of movement; trades like carpentry, involving manual work; emergency services, providing excitement that helps focus; computer technology; and performing arts. The physical workplace is crucial. Open offices with noise and visual distractions can be disastrous, while private offices or cubicles away from main traffic are ideal. Use noise-canceling headphones, limit social interruptions, check email only 2 to 3 times daily, and use visual time-tracking tools. Money management challenges adults with ADHD, who often make impulse purchases, carry high credit card debt, miss payments, and neglect saving. These issues compound. Credit problems prevent loans and asset building, creating ongoing financial instability. Effective strategies include carrying photos of long-term goals, practicing self-talk before purchases, attaching reminder notes to credit cards, following a monthly budget, automating savings, and primarily using cash. ADHD causes probability blindness, difficulty assessing risk due to executive function deficits, explaining why those affected experience more driving problems, injuries, and health issues. Research reveals people with ADHD are 4 times more likely to die by age 45, with life expectancy reduced by 11 to 13 years compared to peers. This makes untreated ADHD not just a mental health concern, but a serious public health issue. ADHD significantly impacts relationships due to difficulties with emotion regulation, particularly anger and frustration. Reduced self-awareness makes it hard for those with ADHD to monitor their behavior and understand how they come across socially. In partnerships, this often leads to unbalanced household responsibilities, hurt feelings, and diminished intimacy. Relationship improvement strategies include mindfulness meditation for emotional control and practical approaches to being your best self. Thinking before acting, remembering important dates, listening attentively, and sharing household duties. Adults with ADHD face considerable driving challenges, including slower reactions, more impulsive errors, and less seatbelt use. Studies indicate they drive similarly to someone legally intoxicated, even when sober. Taking ADHD medication before driving and avoiding cell phone use are crucial safety precautions. While diagnosis often brings relief, many find that medication and self-help strategies aren't sufficient because ADHD rarely exists in isolation. Over 80% of adults with ADHD have at least one other psychiatric condition, such as anxiety, depression, or substance use disorders. Accepting an ADHD diagnosis is like holding a passport to a better life, providing access to medication, psychological therapies, coaching, and accommodations. Owning your ADHD means truly accepting it as part of your psychological makeup, not just acknowledging it intellectually while privately rejecting it. The combination of medication, behavioral strategies, and environmental accommodations can dramatically improve outcomes. By understanding ADHD as a self-regulation disorder and implementing strategies for success, you can take charge of your condition and build a fulfilling life. Remember that having ADHD doesn't define your potential. It simply means you need different strategies to achieve your goals. Your brain isn't broken, it's just wired differently. With the right tools and mindset, you can harness your strengths, manage your challenges, and thrive. The journey may not be easy, but you don't have to let ADHD take the driver's seat of your life any longer.